Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, December 20th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Battle of Bagratis River, 240 BC. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into fascinating Wikipedia articles that explore technology, ethics, and societal changes, all within a captivating historical context. Today, we're taking a step back in time to unravel the events of the Battle of the Bagratis River, fought in 240 BC. I'm your host, Aloy, and I'm thrilled to have you on this journey through ancient history. Picture this. It's 240 BC, a time when the Western Mediterranean is ablaze with military conflict and political intrigue following the First Punic War. The battle we're spotlighting today took place near the Bagratis River in what is now modern-day Tunisia. But let me ask you a question before we go deeper. Why do you think understanding battles from over two millennia ago can still carry significance today? Let's set the stage. The battle was a part of the Mercenary War, also known as the Libyan War, which erupted after mercenaries who had fought for Carthage in the First Punic War turned against the city due to unpaid wages. Think about this for a moment. Isn't it incredible how an issue as contemporary as wage disputes could incite such chaos and redefine history? Our central figures in this drama are Hamilcar Barca, the Carthaginian general, and Spendius, a leader of the rebellious mercenaries. Hamilcar, renowned for his tactical brilliance, was tasked with quenching this insurrection that threatened the stability of Carthage itself. You might recognize his last name, Barca, as belonging to a legendary line with his son, Hannibal, later becoming a famed general in his own right. How fascinating to consider that this mercenary conflict helped shape the strategies and policies that young Hannibal would one day employ. The backdrop to the battle is a complex web of alliances and betrayals, with both the mercenary forces and Carthage seeking support from local Libyan groups. The mercenaries had managed to rally a considerable force, while Hamilcar's troops were heavily outnumbered. Imagine the tension, the foreboding atmosphere of an imminent clash where strategies would be tested and fates decided. Now, here's a provocative thought. Isn't it intriguing how history seems to repeat itself in cycles of conflict and resolution, as if we're perpetually learning the same lessons? Reflect on this as we delve into the battle strategies. Hamilcar was a genius tactician. He knew he was outnumbered, and yet he leveraged the environment to his advantage. The battlefield near the Bagratis River afforded him opportunities to use deceptive maneuvers. At one point, he feigned retreat, luring the overzealous mercenary forces into a trap, allowing his forces to envelop the enemy from multiple sides. This strikingly illustrates how military leaders use psychology, using deception as a tactical advantage. Do you think such strategies are still relevant in today's conflict scenarios, albeit on different battlegrounds like cyber warfare? Despite the odds, Hamilcar led his forces to a decisive victory. This was a crushing blow to the mercenaries and shifted the momentum of the mercenary war in favor of Carthage. It's thought-provoking to consider how this moment, this singular event, rippled through time, influencing subsequent wars and shaping the volatile dynamics of the ancient Mediterranean world. So here's a real-life anecdote to ponder. In ancient battles like these, we often see echoes of the modern workplace and societal dynamics today. Much like Hamilcar's army, organizations may face internal strife and must find innovative solutions to reconcile disputes and guide their team towards unified goals. Much like how Hamilcar's unpredictability and strategic foresight turned the tide of the battle, today's leaders might need to think out of the box to solve complex challenges. To wrap up today's exploration of the Battle of the Bagratis River, consider this. The threads of history weave together our past, present, and future. They teach us that conflict arises not just on battlefields with swords and shields, but in boardrooms, cultural dialogues, and even in everyday societal issues. As we reflect on Hamilcar's tactical victory over the numerically superior mercenaries, I encourage you to think about how we might implement lessons from history to confront the challenges that dominate today's landscape, be they technological, ethical, or socio-political. Before we part ways for now, I'd like to pose one final question to ponder. In what ways are you leveraging historical insights to anticipate and solve contemporary problems? How might those ancient strategies be applied to our modern endeavors? Thank you for joining me on this historical journey. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and always seek a deeper understanding of the world around us.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Battle of the Bagradas River, 240 BC. Thanks for listening. See you next time.